This is Bay FM News. I'm Tanya Organ. 24 hours after U.S. President Trump tweeted about tariffs on Canadian goods, Premier Andrew Fury held six roundtable discussions with a cross-section of communities, industries, and the labor movement on this threat and the impact here. Fury says there's a strong United Team Newfoundland approach to a United Team Canada approach with an informed response.
And we are hopeful that the voice, the collective voice of Newfoundland and Labrador that is represented at this table will be able to be heard between February 1st and April to ensure that the president and his sphere of influencers understand the fiscal and economic impact that this will have on Americans. We all know what it'll have on Canadians. We want to make sure that they understand.
Government is also introducing a new brand to help build awareness of Newfoundland and Labrador and Canadian products on the local and global stage. Fury says the key message is to encourage residents to buy and support local.
A buy in Newfoundland and Labrador, buy in Canada campaign that will be easily applied to items that are made here in Newfoundland and Labrador, made locally. And if you think of an easy example in the grocery aisles, stickers and signs that can be put up next to products that we should all be proud of. And one of the things that was quite clear in the discussions today, that while this is an incredible moment of anxiety and disruption, we shouldn't let this moment pass. And this is stuff we should have been doing anyway.
In 2023, Newfoundland and Labrador exported approximately $4.5 billion worth of goods to the United States. This represents 37% of the province's total exports. Of the seafood harvested here, 60 to 80% is exported to the U.S. In this province, there are between 10 and 20,000 jobs at risk if President Trump follows through on his talk of tariffs. That's your latest Bay FM News. I'm Tanya Organ.